What fun. There's nobody out there in cyberspace?
No.
Okay.
What do we gotta do with his?
Planning recommended approval, so you just have to do a motion under, he's way backed under new business F.
Well, I think we could bring that forward.
I think you should move that up to the first new business. Or even up further. Yeah. Maybe after your report.
Yeah.
Just take her, yeah.
There it is, it's right before zoning.
Yep.
Get you out of there.
I go home, take my nightly pill and go to bed.
There you go.
You reach the age where you gotta take those nightly pills.
Ah, wait, gets better. You take the nightly and then the morning.
I have a morning pill as well.
I do 3 in the morning and 3 at night.
The VA just gave me my, rated my disability, so I'm up to 90% now. I'm like, okay, thanks guys. Thanks for the extra pills.
Three in the morning.
They gave me a new pill last week and man, 4 to 5 days before my body even adjusted to it.
Yeah, I took, they gave me a new one at my last cardiology in October. And it's taken probably 4 or 5 months just to get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
But the, plus I had about 3 blood tests in between to make sure it wasn't killing me. They had to make sure the pill doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
The pill doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
The heart doesn't kill you, the pill will kill you.
Yeah, they're like, here you go. Let me know if you have any.
I've already gotten rid of about 8 of them because of that. They just making me useless.
Mm-hmm. I used to have the first, after I had my surgery, the big thing was fish oil. Make sure you take fish oil. So then about 3 years later, my cardiologist says, you're not still taking that fish oil, are you? I said, yeah, you told me to. He says, there's new studies. Don't take that anymore.
It doesn't. Okay, great.
I'm like, okay, thanks a lot, pal.
It shows up in Greenwood Hill.
That's, yeah. Her name is Beth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was her.
Yeah.
She's the one that's over at the desk at the...
What was that one about?
Great Towers.
What was that one about?
I can't sit. I can't sit either. Had to be walking.
Can we make
a walking meeting?
You want to quickly go over what we discussed with the map? And we can just...
Sure. So, on the zoning map, the Planning Commission spent, I would say, a good deal of time on it. And based on what was decided there, it was that we should go forward with the map. They would like to, in coordination with the supervisors, try to get a hold of the Homeowners Association and see if the Homeowners Association would help us out with notification or send notifications.
For Hickory Hills.
For Hickory Hills. And everybody else we should notify and post.
Right.
And there's not that many. There's maybe 10 or 11 homes in the other one.
Yeah.
And I think there's Don Quick's old property. And
that just sold.
Which was sold, yes.
Yeah, Walt Cressy bought it.
Yeah, actually back in January.
Yeah. Just had his closing.
I know. But it's in the... In the Pike County Record, it said January. I'm thinking.
He just had it last week.
I know.
We'll talk to Walter and see if he wants it that way. Otherwise, we'll leave it.
Walter don't care, I don't think.
I don't think he's going to want it. Well, you never know, though. He's got a business, so we got to ask him.
Yeah.
He's got so much property, you don't know what to do with it.
I think the bottom line is they want us to, the planning commission was more or less, let's notify everybody.
Let's notify everybody, this way nobody can come back on this later.
Nobody can come back and claim that they didn't have notice.
Now, how do we have to serve these people?
Well, there's two methods. One, we have to send them a letter advising them that it's being changed and give them at least 30 days notice of the hearing.
Does that have to be certified?
It doesn't have to be certified, but we should have proof of mailing.
Well, that's better than, I mean, certified is expensive.
It is. And the other option, the other requirement is that 10 days before the hearing, the zoning officer has to go out and post the properties. So he can be doing that.
Does it have to be the zoning officer?
Oh, whoever. It could be, okay. It could be, yeah. Whoever. They had to be posted in a conspicuous place.
On the front door.
I would say out by the street.
Yeah. Can't go on their property unless they got a door. Well, no, they even changed that. It used to be if they had a doorbell, you could go on their property. Because if they had a doorbell, they were asking you to ring it.
But that was the consensus of the planning commission. They want it done. We want it done. Everybody wants it done. So if somebody can get me a list with addresses, I will start doing the letters. Unless you want them to do the letters after, unless you want the ladies to do, I can do one letter, they can do them from the office.
Yeah.
And send them out.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine.
So I'll do the one letter.
And I'll get a list off of permit manager of all the properties.
I never did find the stuff for Don's property. Did you look for that?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
The minutes?
Yeah. It was on the file that I had.
Oh, okay. The one that we can't find?
No, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I texted you that I found it right after I got off the phone with you.
Good.
I gave it to Donna to put in the G drive.
I just need the tax parcel numbers, that's all. Once I have the tax parcel numbers, I can look everybody up. Get their tax address.
Oh, the list I'll give you is going to have their name, address, and tax number.
Address at which they received their tax bill, because some people have a, Street.
Whatever.
They get their taxes in New Jersey.
Whatever's on the GIS is what you're going to get.
That's what we have to go by.
Yeah.
That's telling me we have 15 minutes to our regular meeting. That's what that is.
Yeah, Walter bought Quickie's property.
Yeah, I saw that.
Paid cash for them.
They own half of Foster Hill,
just,
too, I think.
Just over one, right? Just over $1 million, according to...
$1,050,000.
Yeah, $1,050,000, yeah.
Cash. Tells you how good that business he's got.
Must be nice.
Well, my son was in it. Worked for him for...
Must be nice.
The profit margin is...
Yeah.
That business is about 90% profit.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does he do? I don't even know. All these years I've known him, I never asked him what he did.
He basically takes care of generators and battery backups. Some of the largest companies on the East Coast.
Big corporate clients, yeah.
Big corporate clients, plus... His techs just got certified for some new company, and they're the only ones in the country right now that are certified to work on these new units. So they got them flying all over. And Mickey went down to...
Yeah, because I think he's going to move up in the basement of that house. His daughter's going to be upstairs.
And which daughter?
I don't know.
How's he move in the basement? His wife's in a wheelchair.
He'll put an elevator in. He don't care.
Tilla's going to got to do a lot of
work. Or downstairs. Maybe they meant the downstairs.
Downstairs part.
Yeah.
Tilla's.
Yeah. And
it's a cob job house.
Alex is taking his old place. Well, Brooksy's old house.
Yeah. You ever been in that house?
Brooks?
No.
Don's?
Yeah.
No.
It's a cob job.
That's what I heard.
It's terrible. The workmanship into it is terrible.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Attila, right?
Who?
Attila.
Oh.
He's going to redo the whole thing. Yeah. Yep.
Pay that kind of money for it and then have to redo the whole thing. Oh my God.
Well, the way I told him the other day, I said, you paid $50,000 for the house with $1 million view.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what I told him. Yeah, Wally's business is like 90% profit. I mean, like you went to Long Island, you did, spent 2 days out there, did 40-some jobs. $14,000 when you go. 2 days, by yourself. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I paid Mikey 2 days pay. Spent the money out there and food. All I did was basically check things out.
Good business.
Good business.
That's for sure.
There's another location they go to, there's 7 generators. The service then is $10,000. They do it 4 times a year. They start them 3 different times a year, every 3 months, or every 4 months. Load and unload, each one of them.
Started off really good with a business, repairing all the supermarkets at night. Nobody was doing it.
Yeah.
I figured I'd have 3 to 5 years before people caught on to what I was doing. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And the money that I made, I took it and turned it around, bought new vans. I had 3 vans on the road, 10 guys working for me, and it was the guys that screwed it up. Like, yeah, I had the Grand Union in Milford. I went in there one day and somebody was doing the same work I do. So I called Grand Union. One of my guys told their people off. And they went and hired somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
That's it.
I had all the Grand Unions, every one of them. I had 69 ShopRites and couldn't tell you how many A&Ps. And when I closed, I had Giant Food calling me. They wanted us. That could have been a hell of a business.
They're a big...
Got to count on the people too much, though, yeah. You know?
Yeah, you got to have a lot of people to do that.
You know, they work 10 at night to 6 in the morning.
You know, you can always push it forward.
Would you like to look at the correspondence before I read it?
No. I'll take a good gander at it. Anything worthwhile? Oh, we got something here.
Oh, Gary, I talked to Ray a little while ago.
Yeah.
And he said he was looking for a new bed. I said, well, take a look for a flatbed. Instruction. Will we accept a flatbed? He goes, oh, that makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
He goes, there are a bunch of them out there. I said, I know. We were looking at aluminum, but at this point, if it's a metal one, we don't care. He says, I can get one of those a lot cheaper than a bed. I said, good.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can get another year or two out of it.
Yeah, because then if we get a flatbed, we can always look for toolboxes to mount the side of it, you know, and that'll make it more like a utility truck.
Yeah.
Did you see what they did across the street?
Across the street?
I'm just looking at it.
So, you're
gonna pay?
Water obstruction and encroachment inspection report.
Oh, for your MPDS?
They dug into the street.
Yeah, I saw that.
Over here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you look at this, the rest of this I have.
As long as they take the right corrective measures.
Oh, I think they're gonna...
That's unlike Tommy, so...
I know, I saw him, so...
I'm surprised that Tommy did that.
I'm wondering if one of his guys did it.
I'm sure. If Tommy was there, he would know better.
Yeah, he's dealing with them all the time, so...
I like the way he's going to do that used pile of material he's got stacked up out there.
Out
that's
there?
That's going to be the platform for the parking lot, for the trailer.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
a lot of material.
It is.
All the way at this side of it is the septic system for backup.
They didn't disturb that, did they?
No. I mean, they're putting in a new one.
Okay.
So you're not, the trucks aren't going to be parked right at the end of that. They got to keep a good size area for the septic. And they got to wait 4 years and then test it.
They still have all those buses and vans and everything coming?
Yep.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they sure do.
I wonder how much that cost them. How can that be a saving over giving somebody a decent wage?
Those people are horrible too. God forbid you go down 84 when they leave, because they stay right in the fast lane doing like 50 miles an hour.
Wouldn't you think by the time you pay for all the drivers and the vans and...
Most of the drivers work there.
Yeah.
They leave the vans there and they work there.
Oh, jeez.
They probably get a little extra pay for driving.
Yeah. I think they charge each one of the passengers $15 a day.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
To the owner of the van, whoever owns that van. I think they get 15 bucks a day.
They make 15 bucks a day.
You know, I called everybody in Pennsylvania, county, workforce, everybody. I said, you know, why don't you go talk to these people about maybe getting Pennsylvania temporary help rather than all the help coming out of Patterson and New York? They all tell me the same thing. Not my job. Okay.
Got to be somebody's job.
Yeah, you would think workforce, you know, looking for jobs for people. You'd think they would get involved in it, but no.
Well, to me it just seems a shame that you import all this labor, two shifts, 6 days a week, and there's people around here that don't have jobs.
And they're busy, they're 7 days a week, three shifts.
Well, it's supposed to be six.
No, originally it was seven.
Was it seven?
Okay. Yeah. They ended the night shift on Sunday, though.
Yeah.
That was it.
It's destroying.
Well, I guess he didn't like what he saw.
He looked right at me, so... Still got 11 minutes.
Yep. 11 minutes of dead silence.
We could do this at 6:45.
We played up at Renegade last night.
Yesterday. Oh, did you?
Yeah, what a packed house.
Hi. That was a big crowd. Because we went down to my daughter and her husband had to go to take the boys to a birthday party, so we went down.
Well, it's good or bad, you're here.
4:35 o'clock, and when we left at 6, because I had to take the dog for a walk and stuff, and then it was. She said to me, "What's the going on with Renegades? There's all these cars."
Hey, Kev. You see these?
Kevin, what's that?
How are you?
Good, hey, thanks.
They didn't let us leave without an encore.
Really good. Yeah. Good. That's fabulous. That's a good crowd down there.
Oh, it is.
You got a good mixture of people there. Because you get your bikers, you get your business people.
We had AB was there, Widow's Sons, plus the regular crowd.
Yep.
I talked to Brad afterwards, regular up there, you know. Mm-hmm. He was friends with AJ.
Yeah.
And he said the place has been dead until today.
That's why we commented on it was we were going by, because it has been dead. There's only been 2-3 cars there.
So that's why we bring you guys. Good feeling. I just miss AJ.
Yeah.
It was tough getting started.
Mm-hmm. he used to give the poor zoning officer down there a hard time. You know that, don't you?
Is it?
AJ used to give the zoning officer a hard time.
Oh, yeah, down there. Because he would call me.
And I would say, Michael, let him go. Then
he would call me and say, I just got into it with the zoning officer.
One of the supervisors would go in and have a drink and say, AJ, can you move that back 10 feet? Oh, sure. He would do it for the zoning officer.
Because he gave him too hard of a time.
Mm-hmm.
AJ would do anything for anybody.
He was a disaster waiting to happen.
AJ? You know, he called me. He says, I got good news. What? He says, I'm losing weight. I says, thank God, JJ. You need to lose weight.
You had to be 450, 500 pounds.
You had to be 400 pounds.
How tall is he?
Not
6
that.
Foot?
Not that. Not that tall.
Just maybe 6'1"?
I don't even think he is 6.
Yeah?
It's about 5'11". 5'11", I'd say.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a big guy. Close enough.
He did a lot for the community
out there. What's his MDF
applications? See that listed? I don't know.
I don't know either. Workshop.
So how did you know?
Closed the press today.
Yeah, okay. That just sends me.
I have no idea. So what is this to discuss?
I'm not sure. Rachel has to put it under workshop.
Trying to make a living.
Well, you better carry it over, because nobody up here knows what it is. Carry it over to the next meeting.
All right.
Yeah, because I have no idea what it is.
Bob, do you know what the MTF application is? So we'll carry it over to the next meeting.
Yeah. I would plan on having it explained to us.
It didn't work that way.
I kept looking in there to see if it said it anywhere.
I don't have anything even pertaining to it.
Can I just ask a question before we start? Does Milford have a town cleanup for Earth Day, or is it just a general in Pike County?
General in Pike County. We don't have one.
No, so it's over on 793 or something, or 730?
They have it right down here at Sunshine Station. They're having it. General cleanup.
Electronic.
No, it's not just electronic. It says metal, refrigerators, everything.
Oh, no, I meant like the roadside stuff, you know, for Earth Day, that kind of thing. No, okay.
Now, that's generally run through PennDOT.
We just picked up most of ours.
PennDOT, you said?
Yeah. They have people that sign up to clean up the sides of the roads and stuff.
Because I got an email and I signed up for something. But it was over that way. That's why it's just one more. Okay. We're new in these parts, can you tell?
Well, we'll say welcome to these parts.
Right.
According to my phone, we still have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the weather that makes the time go slower, Gary. I guess this is going to be an every meeting thing now.
And what?
Every meeting now. They're going to be on stage.
Yeah.
Hey Gary, would Steve Owens be interested at all in doing zoning?
I don't know.
Is he away a lot or not?
No.
I'll get a hold of him. I think I still got his number. I can't get anybody that wants to do it.
You got one.
He said he got a better job.
What?
He got a full-time job.
He got a full-time job.
I don't think Steven's got time to be a zoning officer.
He's got to have more time than what Sean has right now.
He works full-time, he's got a business.
I'm not saying that.
So he's talking to a plumber now, doing a lot of plumbing business, Steven is.
Nope, I don't want to erase him. Can't wait to get this new service, I get my new phone. Called Apple, like, my phone keeps erasing, deleting phone numbers randomly. Yeah, it's probably because of the upgrade I did. I said, okay, well, what do I do to fix it? Well, you can't. Stay away, say, get a new phone. My phone's too old, they don't like it anymore.
What do you have?
7.
Oh, jeez.
No comment.
Wow, you got an older one?
No. I don't think you can get one older than that. I think the 6s are out of circulation completely.
If it's up to me, I go back to the flip phone.
Yeah, they were good.
With the walkie-talkie in it. That was great.
Jerry and I both have rotary.
They were good, I have to say that.
Wait, Tony, that was the longest 15 minutes. Got 2 to go.
Only because you said it.
No.
If you didn't say anything, that 15 minutes
would have flown by. I think everybody in here would
tell you
that was the longest 15 minutes.
Right, Gary, if you didn't say anything, we're
good. Right.
Close enough.
Call the meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors to order or pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time I'd like to have a moment of silence in honor of Ed Ryman Jr.
Senior.
Thank you.
He was a good guy.
I'd like to make a motion, approval of 2 previous monthly meetings, February 3rd and February 18th.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
March 3rd and March.
He can't. He can't do that.
March 27th. That's the one you moved out of. Right, Gary?
March 17th, I wasn't here.
March 17th, you were here.
Oh, we need to do March 3rd yet, right?
No, I don't have a March 3rd.
I got a March 20th. Oh, that's a letter.
We have, Shahana, we have the 3rd of February, the 18th of February, the 17th of March. 17th, we can't vote out because Gary wasn't there.
Okay.
Treasurer's report.
Wait, I want to make a move. We table the March 17th minutes.
And March 3rd.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Treasurer's report.
Thank you.
After the last meeting, I received $800 from sewage, $300 from zoning, $1,150 from AutoZone conditional use, $7,810.57 in ambulance.
Aye.
So